From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting President-elect Trump's first TV interview. Since winning the U.S. presidential election, Republican Donald Trump has softened his rhetoric, sparking questions about whether he will fulfill his campaign promises. He's also praised his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, as well as President Barack Obama. The president-elect answered some of these questions in an interview with CBS Television Network aired Sunday. Zlatica Hoke reports.
In an interview for the CBS TV program 60 Minutes, he reaffirmed his intention to erect a wall along the border with Mexico, but conceded that in certain areas it would only be a fence. Republicans in Congress have made it clear they're not assembling a force to deport an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants, as Trump has promised to do. In the 60 Minutes interview, he insisted that some of them will be deported.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these people, probably 2 million, it could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The president-elect said he would repeal President Obama's signature health care program, but replace it simultaneously with another one that retains some of the provisions from so-called Obamacare. Muslim leaders in Mauritania have urged authorities to execute a blogger who's been sentenced to death for apostasy for challenging decisions taken by Islam's prophet Muhammad. The blogger has been in custody for nearly 3 years. If carried out, his execution would be the first in the country since 1987. Mauritania tolerates slavery and female genital mutilation. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports Yemeni authorities are deporting hundreds of migrants from the Horn of Africa to Djibouti under deplorable conditions. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration does not assist governments in the forcible deportation of migrants. But spokesman Itai Veriri says the IOM is a humanitarian organization and as such cannot turn a blind eye to the desperation of people who have been expelled from a country such as Yemen and are in need of assistance.
People are in really desperate situation. I mean, they're left out in the open. And what we are seeing, I mean, the condition of the migrants who were deported, they certainly were in a very bad condition.
Veriri says Djiboutian authorities confirm at least 24 migrants have died in recent weeks due to deportation conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The IOM aims to help 2,500 Somalis stranded in Yemen's southern port city of Aden return home by boat and plane. The next evacuation from Aden to Somalia, he says, should take place in early December. The FBI reported Monday that hate crimes against minorities rose 7%. In the United States last year, with incidents targeting Muslims jumping by 67%. Hate crimes escalated from 5,800 to from 5,400 the previous year, according to the Bureau's latest data. By contrast, hate crimes against Muslims jumped to 257 from 154 in 2014. Anti-Muslim hate crime rose to its highest level since the September 2001 terrorist attacks and the second highest on record since the FBI started collecting hate crime data in 1992. There have been numerous aftershocks on New Zealand's South Island today following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake earlier in the day near the resort town of Kaikoura. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key.
Sadly, on the best information we have, there have been two fatalities. At this point, we're unable to give you precise information of what caused those fatalities. In terms of getting a better assessment of what happens next, we have military helicopters that are available to us.
Communications have been disrupted and roads damaged in the affected areas. A committee of Israeli government ministers has approved a bill to legalize Jewish settlements on private Palestinian land. The measure must pass multiple readings in Parliament and be approved by the Supreme Court. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.